It is Wednesday, the rundown. It is August 15th.
Yep.
Brought to you by my friends at Body Armor. All right, so Body Armor, it says here in a asterisk, Dave has all the copy points.
Usually, that's a crazy move. I don't know if that's Body Armor or our sales team, but it's crazy to be like, Dave's got this, don't worry about it.
Dave never has the copy points.
I'm gonna flip this so far on people's heads. I absolutely have the copy points.
No.
Yeah, I do.
What's the copy points? I own a horse with the Body Armor guy.
That's part of it.
Yep.
So I, for those who saw, put in that clip, Tommy, who's ever doing this at Saratoga, hip 311, or 331, excuse me. It was the best hip of the day. Hip's just the name. $105,000.
How much do you own of it?
25%.
Now, nice. How we decide on the name?
When am I going to get to own all right, these
Frankie.
Horses?
You decided.
I
that
believe
was on
all
like,
right,
probation
Frankie.
Because he fucked up.
Can I ask a question? When can I start owning part of these horses? I own a basketball team, an esports team, a soccer team. I like a horse.
No, well, I mean, that's my thing. I'm a horse guy.
What if we do a little, I give you a little bit of the
I don't
esports
want part
team.
Of Matt Walsh. I want no part of Matt Walsh's basketball
I got
team.
An esports team I, in
honestly,
New Zealand
that
now.
Probably is more successful than your horses.
This horse was voted like the most valuable horse of the sale.
The one esports, ever heard of it? It's like the biggest
fastest growing sport in America.
They do that Twitch, right?
I don't know. I just know I own
they
a
use that on Twitch?
In New Zealand.
Twitch. That's like the platform.
Which, by the way,
we're
let
not
me get
on.
Some of that
no,
horse
no,
Dave.
No. We're back.
No, we're not.
Why can't
no,
I thought we were. Bit? Let me no. get a little, just a little taste.
No.
I'll pay.
No,
this
no, 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 no.
You think I'm bad luck?
I just, it's like, it's, you do your thing, I'm doing my thing. Anyways.
Meet you at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have been doing stuff with Body Armor.
Yes.
And he was hinting at this. I've become friends with Mike. He started vitamin water. He's pirate booties, whatever. This one, Body Armor, you know, he's like, I need a little kick in the pants. It was, you know, not everyone's like, oh, I hadn't heard of Body Armor. I hadn't did it. Well, he just sold like a decent amount to Coca-Cola.
Worked out pretty well. Let's just connect
the
dots.
Potion, huh?
We need some help. Barstool talks about us.
Coca-Cola suddenly, buys us. He's got like another $1 billion company on his hands.
Isn't that that's
Gatorade
what happened with
is literally sitting, peeing themselves,
Damn
being
it.
Like, oh, what just happened like two
Why
seconds
didn't we
ago?
Make this? I know. Why don't we do Barstool Armor? Why don't we do these things? Just make a fucking drink and push
well,
it ourselves.
Well, we did. We had a.
Well, we bought it. Listen,
we had
this
a cider
worked
company.
Out great for me because I'm friends with them. We're buying horses. I'm bidding horses. I know the copy points. I may get seats now. At whenever I want.
Well,
at
as long as you're getting
great.
Taken care of, Dave, that's
so
all that matters.
Keep drinking your Body Armor awesome. Gatorade. I don't want to give you the bird. I'm giving you the bird. You had your time to move, but now we're all Body Armor. I'm Body Armor, and he's with Coke, and pretty much Gatorade's going to be dead. So his business model, which we explained, just businessman to businessman, he just takes old products that haven't been improved in forever, i.e. Gatorade, makes them better, and then puts the old guy out of business. So shout out Body Armor and my friend, Mike Rapoli, Vina Rosa in the Travers. He's lost 1,000 times on a bet on him. All he does, Vina Rosa. Great for Coke, great for Body Armor, by the way.
Is, what's his name? Justified racing in Travers? He hurt
He still. Retired.
He retired?
Yeah.
Just bounced?
That's why I can't own horses with you. You don't know that Triple Crown winner retired?
That was not a good look.
I knew he was hurt. I didn't know he fucking
hurt.
I thought he was hurt
never
for
hurt.
A little bit. They were because he raced those three races like those. He's only raced four races in his life.
He's done.
That's it.
You gotta fucking
go out
defend
on top.
The crown.
And let me tell you,
if you
want
to be American Pharoah, you got to go to Breeders' Cup.
Let me tell you this, all you horse racing fans. This is why you need me to be the horse. I told Mike Rapoli. I said, if you had a Triple Crown winner because he has Derby horses, he had Uncle Mo. Would you retire him? He's like, you have to because so much money. I said, let me tell you something. If Hip 331, he's a 1 year old. If All Right Frankie wins the Triple Crown, we're still racing because it's
yes.
good for racing.
I mean, if you think the horse is a super yeah. horse, American Pharoah, when he did it, we were at that.
But they're like, you can't get insured, and if he ever gets hurt and this and that. He's like, but yeah, and then how are you going to grow horse racing if once a horse becomes famous,
right.
he retires? Once you cross Fucked mainstream, up. You're done. But yeah, that's, I'm surprised you know Justify retired.
I didn't know he retired, yeah.
Yeah, no, he retired.
Fucking pussy.
So anyways.
I don't like him anymore.
Blacko Berry looks intense.
I'm Octo Orange for life.
I like the strawberry.
Oh, wow.
Banana.
This may be the best drink I've ever had. They're also, I believe.
How much did he give you in body armor? How much do you personally own now of body armor?
Nothing. I'm just trying to help the brand. I believe they're sponsoring, I haven't heard this officially, Travers, when Barstool Radio said Travers.
So is your boy like a bajillionaire now?
Because he was already a billionaire, so he was already doing okay.
He's already literally billionaire?
He sold Vitamin Water for $4 billion.
What the fuck is he doing buying horses with you then?
He was Vitamin Water too.
He's everything.
Why is he buying horses with you?
Tommy.
Tommy. He's taking advantage of you somehow.
Why would he buy a horse?
Why would a billionaire be like, here, I need someone to get, put $25,000 in? Tommy, again, he's not going to fuck you. He's never going
to
fuck you.
I don't want him to.
Maybe he just wants to have fun with one of his new friends.
I think maybe he just wanted like a 5-minute ad read like we just did for him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, yeah. Why? They're sponsoring he's sponsoring Barstool.
He is a smart businessman.
Absolutely.
He's brilliant. He's
smarter than you.
He's sponsoring
like, let me give this kid a little bit of money to buy a horse.
Oh, I need $25,000. I'm worth $7 billion. Dave, I need $25,000 to buy this.
Hey, maybe
horse.
You idiots. This is
what? Like, well, why? Am I the only one who's like, this
money.
Doesn't make
he
sense?
Doesn't need money. He was doing it because I'm like, he's like, do you want to go to the auction? I'm like, only go, and if I buy a horse, like, all right, I'll go on a horse with you.
How old is this guy?
He's not much older than us, I don't think. And maybe if you guys had two, if you guys could combine both your half a brain into a full brain, maybe Mike Rapoli is going to buy Barstool, which would directly benefit you
okay, so
two.
Do it.
Instead, you two are talking trash in the man.
No, we're not talking like, trash about you. We're talking about trash about you, not
I'm
him.
I'm trying to pull up body armor. If everyone drinks body armor, he may buy us, and then everyone's rich, and you can buy your own horse.
You're confused.
We can run against each other.
We're making fun of you.
Nothing bad about Mike Rapoli.
We said he is a baller billionaire. Why is he hanging out with you?
Correct. It's...
That has nothing to do with Mike. That's everything to do with you.
You're the dumb.
I'm the dumb.
You're the dumb.
2 seconds ago, you're like, how do I get it on this horse? Because I said, no. You're
no,
like,
I want,
now
yeah,
dumb.
I want
that part
of
to do with you.
Horse.
You must be in the horse racing world, not you.
Yeah. Next
I'm
horse
very happy
buy.
With my, the Rapoli-Portnoy partnership.
Okay, I would be too, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe you'll get a little, we'll spray a couple pennies on you if we can get people to drink body armor. And then, maybe Coke will buy us.
Then
Tommy.
Coca-Cola.
Barstool Sports presented by Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you're saying let's we'll wrap go. It up. Barstool Coke, you know, like new
just
Coke.
Do the whole
like
fucking Barstool thing Coke. Together, yeah.
Billion, what's a billion?
Yeah,
if
what
you
is?
Have billions, you can give us...
Throw a billion out.
Yeah, done. Yeah. Coke, done. Give us
seriously.
A billion.
Just break off even a couple hundred million.
Yeah, so let's,
yeah.
You know
we,
how we
yeah,
get
we're not,
that? People
we're not
drink
greedy.
Fucking body armor.
500 million would do the trick.
Michigan, I don't know how we got separated on that. I told you I had the copy points.
That's goddamn mad read you've ever fucking
heard. The Michigan man, he's got he gone.
So then why are you leaving though if you want to be on camera?
I just don't. Maybe this isn't the place for me. Maybe.
Okay. All right, man.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming in and good luck.
Thank you. All thank right. you so much for
yep.
having me.
Good luck. Yeah.
Thanks again. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, I have some questions. Can I start with some questions?
First of all, Danny's gonna get gone.
I'm gonna say he's the fastest, brightest, burning star we've ever had.
The fastest come, the fastest crash.
Right.
And we've had a lot of them who come shooting through the Barstool sky, and he was fast, bright, and burned out.
I would even say that he might be like king of the island of misfits.
He
yeah, like he's challenging like Pirate Simon
and weird haircuts
for, like,
Simon
running the
Simon kept it together for 2 months.
Least, yeah. yeah, right. Questions.
Okay, questions. Number one, how many times did he actually cry?
100.
Well, the main thing was the elimination where as we were about to start, YP texts him. He's like, look at Michigan, man. And I look up and he's just...
The credits start rolling.
And, did someone make fun of him?
No.
Or was just emotion?
No, all day long he's saying he was breaking.
I don't
he
hate
came
that.
He on radio.
He's
he said it was fate and destiny
yes.
that he was going to work
I don't hate that.
It was, he just loved yeah. it
called,
so much.
I yeah. called him Dick Vermeil.
Yeah. But then he calmed down, and then like we started to run like their video packages, and he started again.
Okay, so
he's
I need to say,
no
right,
control.
So as someone who missed the first 2 days of Idol Week, the I'm just an emotional guy, I love my guys cry, I actually am okay with.
Me too.
If he was crying because someone made fun of him, then it's like toughen up. But he's just like he wears his heart
he's like,
on his
this
sleeve.
Is fate. I'm where I am.
No, listen,
I'm overwhelmed
I like
by
that
being
move.
Here.
I have no problem with liking like it for move. Entertainment value. At the end of the day, if we're being like literal about the contest, you can't work with that guy. He's a fucking lunatic. You can't come to work crying your heart out.
He was not out in my mind after the crying.
Come on.
When he confronted me about getting rid of the girl.
That was weird.
Now that was
I saw that clip.
Lunacy.
That was weird.
That, right. That went from you're strange and emotional to like, I think there's something wrong with you.
Why did Allie get eliminated?
Because I didn't think that she would really be like electric on camera.
I think she'd be great.
Well, the good thing is I run this company and you're just trying to get a job.
I thought she was an amazing person.
I didn't say she wasn't an amazing person. I said I didn't think she'd be great on camera. Is that going to make you cry?
No, I'm good now. I just wanted to give you my 2 cents, I guess.
Duly noted. Thank you, Dave.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
So she's gone?
She's gone.
All right.
Dust in the wind.
But why? She wanted
because
both.
I didn't think she'd be great on camera.
Leave now.
Just fucking leave. It was good. I didn't think she'd be great on camera.
All right.
Good enough?
I mean, I just think that she...
You think I made a mistake?
I will leave. I just wanted
to... You don't have to leave. You don't have to... Why are you telling her?
Try to help her.
No. She's part of the team.
What do you mean the team? Your team.
This team.
Two.
I mean, you answered the question 55 times, and he just kept asking over and over again.
And Devlin's screaming, and I yelled at Devlin. I'm so mad at Devlin. Devlin's like, get the fuck out.
He
like,
wasn't in no, wait, Devlin's wait. Defense. He was trying to help
Devlin
him,
was,
I know.
Devlin was basically being like, dude, stop. You're going to talk yourself out of a job here.
Right.
That's what Devlin was doing.
Right.
He was
like, go, dude,
content.
Go. Both of them were. Frankie and Devlin were like, Devlin
won, Frankie two.
That was a delayed... We don't say the S word, but that was a delayed reaction from the S word with Devlin, I feel like. Like, I feel like if Devlin hadn't had his whole controversy, it would have been pretty normal to be like, dude, you're talking yourself out of a job.
No, I wouldn't have been happy with that.
Two.
I have no problem with it.
Two.
That's crazy.
Prediction, he's someday going to fight in Rough and Rowdy.
We already had a couple of people saying we want Simon
feels like a guy who's going to get his shit together, show back up. Like, I already am predicting you're gonna get maybe a 2,000-word email that you won't read the next week from Michigan Man.
Donnie had a really salient point. He really fucked over the girl because he was offered to let the girl take his spot.
Would you have really done
no.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have let him.
Yeah.
And then he just quit anyway.
12 hours later. Yeah.
And three, his explanations really downstairs were, I mean, at the end, he's like, this isn't the right place. But even when I talked to him, I was like, I actually was being nice. I'm like, I've heard Paul had nothing but great things to say about your work ethic. Maybe there's a spot just not on camera. He's like, oh, no, I'm an on-camera guy. I'm like, well, then why are you quitting? He's like, well, this is my spot. And then at the end, he's like, maybe this isn't the right
spot.
He
also keeps saying he's going to go call Adam Schefter. I mean, that's... What's your next move? Oh, I'm going to call Adam Schefter.
No, he definitely knows Adam Schefter.
Like, well, he did some video of him, but yeah, well, he raced him, but I mean...
That's three. How does this affect the Michigan Man brand? Because in my opinion, eesh.
That's a big hit.
Eesh.
What did I do with my phone?
It's, yeah. You lost your phone at
no,
convenient
No, I was
time.
Getting my flash.
Yeah.
You're not good, Dave.
Not good.
He's passionate?
Yeah, that's
sorry,
all I'm okay
sorry.
With.
Michigan Man are passionate
crazy,
about what they
the
do.
The crazy, the just like everything that's passionate. Going on with him.
He's passionate.
If this would you have voted for him tonight? There was nothing he could have done tonight that I would have voted. I was voting against him in the elimination tonight, no matter what.
Kevin actually said, like, I'm coming to this elimination just to vote him
I
off
probably...
Anyway.
Because, I mean, someone needed to finally put an end to
this
madness.
As long as I didn't think he was a legitimate threat to himself or to us, I would keep him right till the end because he was a content factor.
Because
as Tommy said,
he's gonna
he took your breath away. He
takes your breath.
Right, he's gonna watch this and come back.
As a, like,
I think he may show up to the comedy place tonight. Like I made 5 great videos.
You know the Buffet
watching.
Of Bits kid?
Yes.
I tried to get him back tonight to do an impromptu set.
He wouldn't do it?
He just told Brett to go fuck himself.
I respect that.
Yeah, that shows me something right there.
What? One last question about Barcelona.
We're the only company, by the way. Yeah. We'll be like, hey, come make a fool out of yourself again for us tonight. Let us throw a couple punches at you, you punching bag.
The 999 challenge, was Mantis, young Mantis, the only one who didn't do it?
He was the one who opted completely out of it.
I respect the hell out of
that. There was a bunch
guy.
Of people who just sat there but didn't do it.
Okay, I like Young Mantis for being like, yeah, this is
stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that kid. He's
Young Mantis is going right to the
that
fucking top.
Feidelberg
it's
going to
be here or somewhere else.
Feidelberg told me he just comes all night.
Yeah. We thought that was a joke, yeah, but he literally walked
the
in
towels. He
and
stole
hoarded
all the towels.
Towels
so that he could clean up his
he's
wet
just all, he's like Schwarzenegger in the
just
gym,
coming.
Always coming.
Just coming, yeah. Left
he's
and right.
The pump.
And he didn't want to offend people, so he just hoarded all the towels
that's
and blankets.
Great self-awareness. Being like, hey guys, just a heads up, I'm going to be coming tonight.
23.
How do we not let him have his own room?
23 or 26, like, wet, premature ejaculations, basically.
I mean, that's... That's actually probably pretty sweet. He just goes to bed every night being like, I'm about to have sex.
Yeah.
What are you hiding under all this shit?
See, I didn't want to...
What the fuck?
No, I didn't want to say this until you came in. No pun intended with the came in. But, like, if I, just in case I wake up to a wet one, I got towels underneath, so...
So you don't have to get up fucking
scoundrel. Yeah, right. Hey, man.
This is brought to you by Burst E-Liquid, promo code vapeburst.com/rundown, 25% off free shipping. Burst E-Liquid is an award-winning premium e-liquid line with 14 flavors to make sure your kids, you kiss these cigarettes goodbye. They have rich tobacco flavors, fruit flavors, and chilling menthol flavors. We love the variety. Must be legal smoking age to enjoy. Look at this packaging. Oh, it's beautiful, Tommy, beautiful. Beautiful. Jalen Ramsey versus all the quarterbacks. So I got the list here. That's why I was looking for my phone.
His list was actually pretty spot on.
So here's what he's got.
Okay.
Josh Allen, trash.
That's
wrong. A little too early to
That's
know.
Wrong. Rocket arm.
Flacco, he sucks.
Fact.
Tyrod, Mariota, underrated. Mariota is definitely not underrated.
Mariota,
you hate Mariota.
I have to see, this is the year. This is the year for Jameis and Mariota where it's like either you are now a bum or you still have it.
Tyrod, I could see. Mariota, no chance. Matt Ryan, who? That's just a very common name. So you could actually be like, Matt Ryan, who?
Yeah, huh?
Oh, he's a quarterback of the Falcons. Jimmy G, all schemes. That's too early, I'd say, to say that.
Yeah, too early. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's obviously a very good coach, so.
What Watson went, so this is just kind of, this is, basically if you go on PMT, then you're in.
Kyle Shanahan's a very good coach,
Says who?
Says, he basically, he's like 38 and the head coach, and was awesome. He had like, I think four of the top offense. The Browns won like 10 games. How many games did he win with Brian Hoyer?
I think they went 8-8.
He won a shitload of games with Brian fucking
Hoyer. I'm going to put the verdict is out on him.
Okay. I think he's a very good offensive coach.
Watson, Wentz, MVP soon.
I don't know about Watson. Wentz, yeah.
I agree with Wentz. Goff, average to above average.
He's a big stoolie. You like
that's
him?
What I'm yeah.
That's a good one.
Kirk Cousins.
At the last two Super Bowl parties.
Oh, yeah. He's had Team Portland gear. I like him. I think it's too early to tell on him as well. Cousins, a winner. I would disagree with that.
That one is, that's where you lost me a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
What has he won?
Big Ben, decent at best. That's wrong.
Yeah.
He's
now. He doesn't care about the past. That makes sense.
The weirdest one is Bortles. Playoff Blake is good with a little emoji face.
Guys, quiet on the set, please.
I was just listening to Tommy try to corral the noise.
What was it?
Playoff Bortles. Emoji?
Yeah, it's good.
Bortles also had a wrist injury, and now he's back.
I like Bortles. I'm on Team Bortles. Yeah. I think he gets a low ball. And then he also said Eli Manning is only good because of Odell, but Eli has been horrible, like, basically since
with Odell.
That made no sense.
Yeah, that makes no
I
sense.
I still like someone going off like
I was
going to
say,
good.
Right or wrong, someone just calling out everybody is awesome.
Yeah.
We have a 15-year-old bodybuilder in the news. His arms are disgusting. I don't know how this kid's 15. Disgusting.
This kid's got to be like 3 feet tall too, right?
Disgusting.
Like whatever your height is when you're 15, if you're
what
lifting,
was he lifting
like that, you're not growing.
What
like,
were they, 120s or something?
I'm not a lifter, so I don't even know.
You're not 120.
Too much.
Security guard, this guy. This is emasculating. Like, this guy has to take off his security guard shirt. He's running. There's, like, somebody at the Braves post-game. That guy, by the way, is Sandia, hits a home run every single game. But he's on the top. The security guard comes rushing onto the screen, trips, falls down. He gets up. Then he shows his face to the camera, which really hurt him. You just got to take whatever credentials you have and just, that's it.
I mean, he scorpioned himself.
He scorpioned
himself. I mean, to have your legs go up and over just from tripping is that's as bad of a spill as you can take.
Also, what at what point is like the telecast outside the stadium? That's exactly where fans get behind it do shit. If,
why would you even like, do it anywhere else?
This is the moment that you're gonna lay down the law.
Yeah, and I feel like
it's not like you were in a studio. Like,
yeah, and I feel like as long as you're not holding up like a sign, like fuck you, like that's what they want.
What was he even holding up?
Yeah, it was like I think it was a towel, a Braves towel.
Wild.
Last one, Dan, you were at the Dodgers last night. You missed the brawl.
Yeah.
That sucks.
The red eye, yeah.
Have you ever been at a game where there's been a brawl?
I actually don't think being there is all that great.
Not a full out. Not a full out. I've been in a game with benches clearing.
I mean, if you're front row, yeah, but I mean, I'm just.
It would have been good. We were sitting behind home plate, like up a little. But Dodger Stadium is very nice. I like.
I've always wanted to see it. I've always heard horror stories about the traffic, so I don't go.
It's very. It's like retro. It's very retro. Like even
the Dodger dogs.
Yeah, got a couple Dodger dogs. They were good. They were just hot dogs, but they were good. They were better than, you know, your average. Yeah, yeah, right. And. Yeah, I mean, it's a cool stadium. I liked it. I ate an edible before, and I kind of freaked out a little bit during the game. That sucked. I just went silent for, like, 3 innings and just, you know, when you get, like, caught
edibles
in your own brain?
Undefeated,
yeah,
man.
Right. So that kind of sucked. But everything else was nice.
The actual fight, I've watched it. They're mad that Puig, like, was mad he missed the pitch.
Kind of an idiot, right? Yeah, he does this shit.
He just, like, it's like clockwork. Like, it's time for me to start a fight.
Right.
But Puig didn't. It looked like, am I wrong? The Giants took exception. He like swung and followed him back, and he did one of those things. Oh, I should have hit home run. It looked like Hundley, the catcher, took exception to that.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like that was
game.
A big time unwritten rules, respect the game, Brian McCann type shit.
The story was the first base coach, the third base coach,
got in the mix,
trying
the
to take Hundley down and kind of almost tackling himself. That's aggressive. I guess you're waiting for that moment, and you can't get suspended. I guess you can get suspended as a coach for a couple games, but. That seemed to like a little bit too much.
Tonight, we have
what's the schedule?
So tonight, we have 7 p.m. I believe we are doing the eliminations tonight, but it's going to be combined with the comedy club.
So are we watching videos before that?
It's going to be all combined. So we'll watch the individual's videos. They'll do their skit. We'll watch the next person's videos, skit. And we can eliminate really as many people as we want.
And I'm coming in fresh.
Yes.
So no preconceived notions. No, I have an idea of who I've been reading the blogs. The Ohio guy he was my number one pick going into it. Got to see something else from him. He's just basically doing you.
He's paying right attention. He's
he can come say it. Yeah, you got to find another speed.
Why piece that to me? Speed. I mean, what does he do besides talk about winning competitions and being the best?
Right.
I said some people
he's like
do that around here. Successful.
He's like a weird combo of Dave and Nate.
That sounds like a combo I can work with.
Spider Portnoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-wise? I like him. I think if I had to handicap right now, I like Ohio Tate. I like condition. I like the Minnesota Twins hat.
You got a soft spot for Twins.
I think he's been funny. I got to see something from Brant Toppler. He's like Notre Dame.
He's all hype.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a great way to
put
it.
Yeah.
All hype.
But just not like producing on the field yet. So we shall see. And it is sad that Michigan Man is not there because that would have added an element of unpredictability.
I guess we
like
should
never
text him and try to get him back, but I would like to see him try to do some comedy.
That would have been.
We've
been
stage.
Dead on since he did auditions where I'm like, I can't, you're so serious.
Oh, remember, he was yelling when he came in. Remember that? He did he sounded like
he
a guy.
Like,
he was
like
giving
a
locker
wrestler.
Room speech.
Yeah, he was giving a speech about going to the exit because there was a fire.
If Michigan Man had cauliflower ears, he'd be like perfect. He's got that like wrestler look to him, this weird intensity all the time.
Right. So the weird intensity you can tell whether it was he has zero self-awareness, which makes him one of the weirdest brains we've ever encountered.
That face of him crying, I mean, it's up there with like the Jordan crying.
Harbaugh needs to hire him. That's a little too much. I'm talking about
run
like,
out
Harbaugh needs to hire him to like make sure that the television cords don't trip Harbaugh. Like that shit.
take my headset after the game.
Get there, run, sprint, and get the tee after the kickoff.
Right. He's like the Boise State dog. Just running out there.
He got a text from Mo Wagner.
Huh?
The basketball player from Michigan
to
Lakers, he texted him last night and was like, how'd everything go? So he's in with
with Oh, no, he's got connections. That was part of the reason why I was interested in him, because he did a lot of, like, videos with anyone who can do make a Viceroy account to then getting connections with the university. That's, like, a leg up in my mind, because a lot of this job is connection stuff, and he's done a lot of that, so.
Yeah, he just, what do you think his brain is not attached to the part that works.
You didn't mention your boy Marty Mush. What about
I like Mush, too.
What about Baker Mayfield retweeting the endorsement of Marty Mush with Ohio kid on available?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing to ask Ohio kid. But Mush is good. I read a couple of his blogs. They don't make a lick of sense.
No, I mean, Mush will tell you right up that he's mentally handicapped. He cannot write at all. He cannot put together a thought.
Dave and I had a conversation this morning where he was telling me about Marty Mush, and I was just like, does he have winners? He's like, no, he sucks. It's like, I'm just still waiting for that day. The golden goose just steps off that elevator and is like, here you go, guys.
You know who? You know who's going to be offended by that?
Who? Rico Bosco.
Rico Bosco thinks he's the golden goose.
Some of us here
Rico
remember
even pick
the 2016 college.
Also, the fact
minus
that Rico
50 units,
just
whatever it was. Remember, he just disappeared, and then we kept on asking.
That's all he bets, right?
Rico, what happened that year? He's like, it was a bad year, but over the last 10 years, I'm up 4 units.
That was one of the worst runs of all time. Also, Rico is just blogging about Staten Island Little League. He has nowhere to go. Francesa shut him out. I did a triple take when I saw a Rico Bosco blog, like from the clouds.
Yes, Kevin, do you know
he
this?
He called WFAN 104 times. Oh, he showed me his
It was calls. A great call, though. And the fact that Mike then talked about Little League for 2 minutes. Do you know this? Do you know that there's a text message group? Me, Hank, Dave, Lewis.
Oh.
Rico, Stanford Steve.
And Rico,
Rico
fire
just fires it up every now and then, being like, I'm at DJ's, or take this pick. I've been doing my research. What a ragtag. Like,
does anybody respond to that? Or
no,
just
very rarely. It's just Rico responding
Stanford Steve
to Rico.
Every now and then we'll respond on the side and be like, what's going on?
I'll occasionally, like, I'll be like, shut up, Rico.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll throw him a shut up, Rico, every once in a while.
And then he has like six different, because he has one with just the three of us.
Yeah.
Rico and abuses the text messages.
And then I get individual texts.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just said this in the group. I don't need this on the regular text.
Remember, he had one with the three of us and Caleb, too, where he just kept on sending videos of him
partying. It was Sunday night.
With Fat Anthony. And Caleb was
Cooper
like, who the hell are you, Rico?
Rico
just gets the phone number and throws you in a chain.
Well,
he was giving his out.
He gave my cell phone number out at Saratoga to just a bunch of Joes. He's like,
Rico, stop that.
He's like, don't stand them up. I'm like, what are you talking about? They were in like the middle of the fucking picnic section. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be very disappointed of you if you stand up my guys. Hey, guys, here's his cell phone number. I was like, fucking Rico, what the fuck are you doing?
And here's the really dangerous part. Rico now has Stu Feiner's number, so I'm just waiting for the day Rico puts me on that. And I'll just have to throw my phone in the ocean.
Stu actually texted me. He's like, who is Rico?
Yes.
How did he get? You gave?
No, I don't know who gave it to him.
But yeah, he just unsolicited talked to him. He's like, what about the show? Which Rico's not even on.
We've got so many bad, like.
By the way, Stu's boy Frank came by. You missed him the other day. Frank came and he just sat on the recliner and took a nap for 7 hours straight.
7 hours.
He just slept the entire day.
We
the best way to die
he did, he sang two songs and slept for 7 hours.
I don't hate that.
You can't eat if you're sleeping.
And by the way, all hell was breaking loose that day, too. Like, I forget what was going on,
great.
But there was people's Frank's hair on fire, and Frank was just in
is
that chair.
Is the diet on? I saw that video.
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah.
He said he's going to cut down to 3 hot dogs.
Four hot dogs from 3.
I mean,
yeah.
He'll start somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there we go.